Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 91. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Bright sunshine tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 93. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 84.
Mid-America Network News. A challenge formed by Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach and 26 other attorneys general to the Biden administration's updated climate standards for power plants is landing in the Supreme Court. The attorneys general are urging the Supreme Court to stop the plan with an emergency motion. On May 9th, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach and Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost filed a petition against the EPA's new suite of rules. The Kansas Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence received a $25,000 gift from the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas Foundation. The coalition held a press conference yesterday thanking Blue Cross for its help in the fight to prevent sexual and domestic violence. Blue Cross partnered with the coalition to bring awareness to the issue. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Topper's Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Topper's Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Topper's Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your job work for you!
Authorities in northern Kansas have arrested a suspect in connection to the shooting death of a 43-year-old woman on Valentine's Day in 2021. The Phillips County Sheriff's Office said 37-year-old Kevin Hadley of Phillipsburg was arrested Monday for second-degree murder, interference with law enforcement, and possession of a firearm while intoxicated. Hadley is accused of fatally shooting Jana Constable on February 14, 2021 in Phillipsburg. Hadley remains jailed on $125,000 bond. Online court records show charges were filed on Monday. Kansas Highway Patrol troopers have issued more than 1,500 citations for speeds greater than 100 miles per hour so far this year. According to Trooper Ben, as of July 22nd, 1,501 citations for speeds greater than 100 have been issued to drivers. The highest speed limit in Kansas is 75 miles per hour, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News Hour. Johnson, the City of Grand Island and Railside Business Improvement District are launching an initiative aimed at educating both the public and area businesses through a comprehensive free parking communication campaign. The first of this series began Monday night at the Grand Island Public Library with a Railside panel discussion. One of the panelists was Grand Island Area Economic Development President Mary Burley, who had this to say to KSMB Local 4.
Having parking and accessibility to our businesses that we frequent is just one of those cogs in the wheels that makes our community go around. It's really important to have this type of educational piece so we can give our community and our businesses and our consumers exactly where is an appropriate place for them to park and then frequent their favorite business.
The rest of the panel included some from other businesses, law enforcement, and city officials. Attendees got the chance to ask their questions in a Q&A session. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Rusty at Ford is offering you freedom from down payments and no monthly car payments all summer long. Celebrate your independence by breaking free from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Rusty at Ford has explosive deals on 2024 Escape, Expedition, Edge, and F-150. 0% APR for 36 months. Or 2023 Ford Escape Plug-in Hybrid. 0% APR for 60 months. Or 2023 Mach-E. 0% APR for 72 months. Don't miss out on these star-spangled savings with no payments this summer. Take advantage of freedom from down payments and independence from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape 1667 for 1,000 finance. Mach-E 1389 for 1,000 finance. 2024 is 2777 for 1,000 finance. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. At Monday's Marysville City Council meeting, Rob Peschel with CES Engineers presented initial plans for South 11th Road improvements in Southeast Marysville, including grading, surface, stormwater ditches, as well as water and sewer line work that could be completed at the same time. A figure of some $900,000 was mentioned, with just over half of that in this year's budget. Funding alternates were discussed. Councilman Jeff Keating strongly urging having some shovel-ready projects that may qualify for potential matching grants. It was noted some preliminary work could be completed this fall, and then the road finished in 2025, which may be attractive to some contractors bidding. Grade would be changed some to improve line of sight and drainage concerns. Alternates for asphalt or concrete, with expected long-term maintenance costs extending out to a 50-year lifespan, were presented. No action was taken after questions were addressed, with consensus to move forward this fall on waterline work and then complete the project as a whole. An ordinance amending UTV regulations and utility vehicles was approved, as previously discussed, allowing 24-hour operation within city limits, including highway access if the vehicle is lighted, tagged, and inspected appropriately and operated by an operator at least 18 years of age. Council member Colleen Behrens expressed concern with safety issues integrating with other traffic and larger vehicles. The change was approved on a 7-1 roll call vote, with Behrens voting no. An ordinance allowing a 30-minute load and unload zone on Center Street from 8th to 9th to accommodate adjacent businesses was passed unanimously. Council acknowledged receiving a number of complaints from the public regarding recent installation of additional stop signs at multiple locations. The mayor requested consideration of a fitness court and a splash pad in the community as options for the Parks and Recreation Committee to consider at their next meeting. Strong crowds were noted at both the Washington and Marshall County fairs this year, owing in large part to mild weather conditions. Fair officials noted strong attendance at all the events, and entry numbers were good as well. Those fairs are wrapped up for the year. On Sunday, the Darren Jacobson family was recognized as Marshall County Farm Bureau Farm Family of the Year among their awards. Gwen Turner was recognized Tuesday evening as Volunteer of the Year. The Nemahal County Free Fair gets rolling this Friday with open class entries welcome 7:30 till 10 a.m. Activities continue then through Monday with the fair parade Sunday evening at 6 in downtown Seneca. This year's theme is Summer Nights, Arena Lights. U.S. Department of Agriculture is partnering on 23 clean energy projects to lower energy bills, expand access to clean energy, and create jobs in rural Kansas communities. A $545,000 grant will help purchase and install a 550-kilowatt solar array for Oldie Gary Lynn. The project estimated to produce enough energy to power 83 homes. Four Streams Dairy of Hanover will receive a $41,000 grant to help purchase a 42-kilowatt solar array, which will provide equivalent power for 5 homes. Your news on your time. A podcast of the morning and midday news blocks Monday through Friday available on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our social media. Carol J. Bishop, age 75, of Axtell, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial at the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Thursday from 2 until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Carol Bishop. Sharon L. Kebriel, age 77, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial Saturday at 2 at the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sharon Kebriel. Tom Pachinka, age 81, of Bremen, passed away July 18th. Private family burial will be held at a later date at the Pachinka Cemetery near the family farm. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Tom Pachinka. J. R. Boning of Camden, Missouri, passed away July 20th. Funeral arrangements pending with the Hanover Mortuary in charge for J. Boning. Karen L. Dick, age 77, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Karen Dick.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunshine throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More sunshine throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still sunny as we head into Saturday, a bit cooler with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 70s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Still more sunshine as we head into Sunday, a bit warmer with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Sunday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the lower to mid-70s. More showers may be possible early Monday, sunny with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late July, 91. Record high on this date, 115. The average low, 70. The record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise in the morning at 6:21.
Toes are a little like snowflakes. No two are exactly alike, and some think their nuances can be especially revealing. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 24th, the 206th day of the year. Actress Kristen Chenoweth has a birthday, and Apollo 11 astronauts returned safely to Earth on this day in 1969. We wouldn't call it a science exactly, but there is a mode of thought that says the shape of your toes can reveal a lot about your personality. If your second toe is longer than your big toe, for example, it indicates you're a good leader, athletic, but a bit impulsive. If your big toe extends way beyond the rest, you're a creative, sharp thinker. If your little toe is unusually small, you're likely to be playful and childlike. Can you wiggle your little toe by itself? That says you're flirty and adventurous. So the next time you're examining your downstairs digits, see if it's true what the toes know. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Discover a different kind of health care at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
This is Mike Vermetten, running for Marshall County Magistrate Judge. Over my 18 years in Marshall County law enforcement, I've worked honestly and truthfully for the public. Stepping into the role of judge for me is a call for change in the county. I'd appreciate your vote August 6th, paid for by Mike Vermetten for Marshall County Magistrate Judge. Stacy Vermetten, Treasurer.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the Kansas City Chiefs get ready for the upcoming 2024-25 NFL season, Coach Andy Reid says that he may be doing some changes on the roster this year, including one with Kadarius Toney, where he could potentially be shifting from the wide receiver position to a new running back for the team. KSNT News reports that according to a press conference that was held with Coach Reid, he did release a statement saying, quote, "I think that's one of Tony's strengths is being able to move him around. He has some positive snaps for us in the running back position last year." Coach Reid goes on to say that he thinks he enjoys doing that and pretty multifaceted with what he can do and where we're going to try to utilize the best of his abilities. The offseason training is ramping up with the preseason games just right around the corner, starting on August 10th for the Chiefs, where they are set to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars, followed by the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears August 22nd before the regular season starts on September 5th. Good America Network Sports.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. The Kansas City Royals and Kauffman Stadium have announced that as they go into the latter half of the regular season of 2024, that they've addressed some new menu items that are available at Kauffman Stadium when you come to see the Royals baseball games. As KSN News reports that according to the stadium, they have announced a new Taste of the K Taco as their newest item on the menu. As the new item features a charred hot dog that's wrapped up in a cheeseburger quesadilla and topped with a barbecue brisket, french fries, shredded romaine lettuce, pickled red onions, sriracha cracker jacks, and 816 sauce. According to the stadium, they are excited to release the new item as it is a great treat for individuals to enjoy during the baseball game. It's especially filling as well, where they say you are able to purchase the Taste of the K Taco at River Sports Bar in Section 250 at the stadium. So far, the franchise still has not made a statement on whether they will be keeping Kauffman Stadium or moving to a different location. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion, Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team, finished runner-up in the zone tournament, advancing to the state tournament this week. In zone play, Marysville took host Beloit twice, then split a pair with Concordia, forcing a final playoff Saturday evening against Concordia, Marysville falling in that match 8-1. Since Concordia will host the state competition, runner-up Marysville Post 163 also earns a berth at 17-14, their seventh seed, and will face second seed Hiawatha 26-10 Friday afternoon at 2:30. Other first-round play has top seed Iola taking on Norton, third seed Smith Center takes on Independence, and four-seed host Concordia meets Corning in the double elimination bracket, which continues Saturday and Sunday with a championship Monday evening. KNDY will have live coverage of the Marysville Legion baseball team on AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app beginning this Friday afternoon at 2:30.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
At Alliance Insurance, we are all excited to announce our long-awaited move to our new location at 715 Broadway. Previously Blue River Eye Care, which is located one door east of our old location. Just look for Dottie Rose. The same personalized service you expect at our new location back on Broadway. So from Tammy, Jen, and Diana, Alliance Insurance, please give us a call for all your insurance needs. 785-562-2393.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
The phrase tough as nails is often used to describe the snake plant, also known as mother-in-law's tongue and sansevieria. Many gardeners have the common sansevieria that easily lives for decades, despite busy schedules and inexperience. Consider expanding your collection with one of the more unique snake plant varieties. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Cylindrical snake plant has round leaves with dark green stripes and a pointed tip. It can grow to 2 to 3 feet tall. Add a unique form to your collection with the spiral twisted leaves of Twist Sansevieria. The striped leaves have a yellow border and grow to 14 inches tall. Bantle Sensation, also known as white snake plant, has narrow leaves with white vertical stripes. This plant eventually grows to 3 feet tall. For shorter, tabletop options, consider Golden Honey Eye with buttery yellow leaf edges or Rhino Grass with a reddish hue to its thick leaves. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, this is Sheriff Tim Ackerman. Keeping our communities within Marshall County safe while maintaining a department with a high level of integrity has been very important to me. To ensure my department has up-to-date information on current threats and needs within our communities, I am proudly a part of several sheriff associations, local organizations, FBI LEDA, and Attorney General's Human Trafficking Advisory Board. Re-elect me, Tim Ackerman, for sheriff on Tuesday, August 6th, to keep someone in office with the knowledge and connections necessary to keep our community safe. Tim Ackerman for Marshall County Sheriff, paid for by Jerry Hosfeld.
William Preston Hall lost both of his parents by the age of 15. He worked hard to make a living, and from an early age, he found he had a knack for buying and selling horses. That skill brought him worldwide fame. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
William Preston Hall was born in 1864 on a farm just east of Lancaster, Missouri. His mother passed when he was 13, and his father when he was just 15.
He went to work for a farmer, reportedly for a dollar a day, and is bored, of course. When he was 15 or so, he bought his first horse. And after he bought his horse and worked with that farmer a while, he moved into town and got a job at a livery stable.
Jim Van Dyke shares the story from Hall's hometown of Lancaster, Missouri.
Hall soon began buying and selling plenty of horses.
They say that he knew horse flesh and mule flesh better than just about anyone and could sit and look at a horse and tell you what his value was just sitting right there.
By the 1890s, Hall had become a major buyer and seller of horses in the country and the world. He was in business with his two brothers, and Hall established another large horse trading business in Richmond, Virginia.
When the Boer War over in South Africa started, he saw an opportunity there, and they opened an office in Cape Town, South Africa, shipped horses and mules over there, and supplied the vast majority of the horses to the British during the Boer War.
His overseas horse trading network kept expanding from there.
He also supplied mules to the diamond mines over there. Sometimes the diamond mines were a little bit strapped for cash, and so they would pay him in diamonds.
And those diamonds began to make Mr. Hall stand out.
He eventually got the moniker of Diamond Billy Hall. Once he had wealth, probably because of his very frugal upbringings, he got to be quite a dandy. He loved to dress in nice suits, and he always had a top hat on, and diamond stick pins, and diamond this, and diamond that.
But his business ventures and fame will continue to grow. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside, in Lancaster, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Cook & Company invites people near and far to come to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 25th. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop welcomes you and your family to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 25th. There will be many fun activities for everyone to enjoy. And don't forget to check out the Classic Car Show. See you there! From everyone at Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca, Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Helena Agri Enterprises invites everyone to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 25th. Take a moment to look at all the exhibits and displays that the area 4-H'ers have up for viewing and judging. From the Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge greatly values their patrons to support.
Heat is tough on chickens. Feathers are great insulation from the cold, but no help in the hot summer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Provide heat relief so your flock doesn't suffer as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
When my family was raising chickens, we made sure they had a lot of water to drink and plenty of shade to help prevent heat stress. Sheila Purdom is a poultry specialist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She says chickens don't sweat, so they have to pant to keep themselves cool. When you see a bird with its beak wide open and breathing hard, it's begging for relief.
One really good option is cool water. The birds will like to play in the water, drink cool water, and that alone will help cool down their body considerably. So access to fresh, cool water helps a great deal. Fans and ventilation, just moving air over them, also helps.
Purdom says there's an electrolyte solution you can use that helps to balance a chicken's body fluids as it gets warm. If you can't find a product specifically for chickens, a livestock electrolyte solution will work. Chickens also lift up their wings to cool off, so be sure they have plenty of space to move around. The coop should be in the shade, and if there's an open side, direct it away from the sun. Inside the chicken house, make sure the litter stays dry.
You get built up moisture in your litter during the summer and the heat. You're going to have a lot of heat in your or litter material, and that can cause an irritation to their breast as they lay down or roost on the litter. So again, keep that very dry, but don't hesitate to have a sprinkler out that you can actually let the birds get into water if you've got an outdoor space.
Plan feeding time during the cooler hours of the evening. Chickens won't eat when their body temperatures are elevated because digestion adds to the metabolic heat they're already producing. Find more tips for keeping chickens cool at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
How old do you have to be to recoup the money you lose by waiting to take Social Security benefits? Hi, I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. You can apply for reduced Social Security benefits at age 62. If you wait until full retirement age, your check will be about 32% larger. But you're giving up 5 years of those reduced benefits. That's a pile of money. So when does patience pay off in the form of higher benefits? Eventually, the extra money you receive each month by waiting will equal the years of reduced benefits you gave up. That's called the break-even age. Several factors determine this, but generally speaking, it'll take about 12 years to reach that point at about age 79. Every month after that, you'll be money ahead. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
A push to scale up the use of regenerative agriculture practices. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
An Austin, Texas-based company called Veda is trying to accelerate the regenerative ag movement. CEO Michael Shoemaker says the company is trying to address farmer concerns about risk.
How do you introduce these sometimes very novel management practices on a farm in a way that doesn't put the farm at risk, that doesn't significantly jeopardize yield and profitability? You know, we can't expect every grower to take the level of risk that some of these early adopter innovator growers took. And so we decided to dedicate ourselves to this work of providing this agronomic support to growers in a way that's really tailored to optimize for their farm.
Shoemaker says many major types of regenerative ag practices have been shown to work.
We focus on core practices of things like cover crops and reduced or no-till have been used as an erosion control measure to a very large degree. But the benefits that can be generated from these kinds of practices, if implemented well, go well beyond that. And we think are really quantifiable and quantifiable in a way that can help growers systematically reduce costs.
Shoemaker was part of a recent webinar panel on regenerative ag adoption. And I'll be featuring a couple of farmers from that panel in the next 2 days. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Your 2024 summer harvest reports are brought to you by Abilene Machine. For agricultural replacement parts at your fingertips, head online to AbilenMachine.com. Well, let's take a look at the harvest report in the most recent time. As we have seen some hot condition, is the HRW harvest continues to move faster than average. As of right now in Colorado, they are 84% complete and 79% complete in Nebraska, respectively. South Dakota, Wyoming, Oregon, and Washington continuing to push forward. Some recent precipitation delayed harvest in portions of Nebraska, mainly up in the panhandle. However, we are seeing a rapid push up in Wyoming, Oregon, and continuing on. Crop conditions, as producers continue to report better than expected yields and quality. In areas that receive more moisture, yields are expected to be higher and the protein a little bit lower. This week's data includes samples from Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Nebraska. Slightly lower test weights reflect samples from areas impacted by rain. The current average is at 60.8 pounds per bushel. The average protein content at this time is at 12.1%. which is below last year but higher than the five-year average. And the falling number averages at 365 and indicates a sound crop to date. We'll take a look in Nebraska. Speaking of those panhandle areas, his harvest is in full swing in the northern region. Test weights and protein numbers are looking good across the area. Besides some freeze damage, no other damage reports have been made. Producers still expecting a quality crop. They're looking at 30 to 40 bushels per acre. Now, in the southern panhandle, again, some farmers were able to get back into the field after several days of too much moisture across this region. Protein dips below average due to the increased moisture, but producers expect to harvest a quality wheat crop. As of right now, they're bringing in an average of 50 to 70 bushels per acre. Your 2024 summer harvest reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Gene Francis and Associates. Call the brokers and auctioneers with four decades of experience at 316-524-8345.
It's a beautiful day and your crops look better than they have in years. What could go wrong? It is amazing what one hail cloud can do. When stormy weather is in the forecast, don't gamble with your crops. Midwest Ag Professional Crop Insurance in Jetmore, Kansas wants to help you with their crop, hail, and fire insurance coverage. They can have you covered in 2 hours or less. Call Midwest Ag Professionals today at 620-357-6390 to get the most out of your insurance dollar.
Hydraulics are a big component. From tractors to excavators.
From construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know, The Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you will find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Corn is subjected to many stresses over a growing season. Poor kernel set on the cob is one of the consequences. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Kernels on an ear of corn is important for total grain yield per acre. An ear that's totally filled out with perfect rows has benefited from good growing conditions and successful pollination. But sometimes you end up with more cob than kernels.
Bob Nielsen is an agronomy professor at Purdue University. He says there are several reasons why this happens, but severe drought is probably the most common culprit. Each silk represents a kernel of corn and requires a lot of moisture to grow up and out of the husk for pollination.
So under severe drought stress, that elongation of the silks can sometimes be delayed or occasionally even stopped altogether, to the point where they may be delayed in their elongation so long that by the time they do finally come out, all of the pollen's already been shed from the tassel, and so there's no pollen left to be captured by the silks, and then you don't get any kernels developing.
On the other side of the spectrum, an extended period of cloudy, rainy weather can result in a less than full ear of corn because it messes with photosynthesis.
It can affect those newly fertilized ovules because if the plant becomes terribly short on the sugars and the carbohydrate that are formed by photosynthesis, basically that can cause almost immediate abortion of newly developing kernels. And so sometimes, you know, we'll see some poor kernel set if there's been upwards of a week of cloudy weather during pollination.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about issues with kernel set at agriculture.com.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Castrating cattle sooner rather than later will minimize its negative effects on their performance later on. Still, some producers send intact males to feedlots. K-State Beef Extension veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff explains part of the methodology of a recent K-State study that investigated how different castration methods at arrival affect their feedlot performance.
We wanted to compare the different castration methods. So we have bloodless castration techniques that, you know, usually goes to, you know, either crushing or being able to slow blood flow and eliminate blood flow to that, you know, that lower extremity. Or we're doing a surgical technique. And there's several, you know, different iterations of both. So we use the bander. There's a newer technique that has been discussed a lot throughout the industry where they use that band but also open the lower scrotum. We went old school on the kind of the Berdizo crushing tool. And then we did a true surgical. So we did the surgical technique with what's referred to as the Henderson tool. We did decide that we wanted to compare all these techniques to an intact bull.
Tarpoff shares the variables researchers measured and how they tracked performance.
We wanted to measure inflammation and healing rates and things like that. So as kind of a way to look at that, we used a thermography image cameras. We did have some SCR tags, so we got to see movement, behavior. But then we had weights. Because of the different castration techniques, the performance hindrance may happen at different times, not always just up front. Healing takes varying different times. So the trial was about 60 days.
He discusses the conclusions of this study.
The findings were really surprising from this trial. What we found is castration technique is very dependent on environment. We did this trial. The environmental conditions were not ideal. Right. It was very cold. We had a big, nasty cold snap come through. So we had some freezing temperatures. We had some mud. We had, you know, everything that you don't want to see. So what that yielded to is the more invasive the technique when the environmental conditions are not ideal, essentially they don't gain quite as well.
That was A.J. Tarpoff, K-State Beef Extension veterinarian, on a study concerning castration's effects when cattle enter feedlots. Learn more at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Summer heat got you fired up? Stop by Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Beatrice.
and cool down with amazing deals on new and used vehicles. Twin Rivers has incentives and rebates on almost all new vehicles in stock, and they've slashed prices on the whole used lot. Something for everyone at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Stop in anytime on West Court Street or go online anytime to twinriv.com. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Beatrice.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the lunch hour now, we're still seeing mixed to slightly lower numbers in the livestock and mixed to slightly higher in the grains and the oil seeds. And we'll start with the livestock as the cattle markets have turned mostly lower. Now, August live cattle still up 37 cents at 186.67, but that does not represent the rest of the contracts. October and beyond are all weaker. October live cattle down 7 at 186.05. Triple-digit losses for the feed today. August feeder cattle down 152 at 257.22. September down $1.80 at 256.80. Now leading the charge today are certainly the lean hogs. August lean hogs up 2 cents at 93.67. October up 80 at 77.92. Taking a look into the grains now, the wheat market's been doing pretty well. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat are all mostly higher. September Kansas City wheat's up 4.5 at 571.25. December to 587.75. That's also 4.5 cents higher. Corn trading higher as well. September corn up 2.5 to 405, December up to 419.5. That's 2.25 higher. However, the oats market is a bit weaker today. September oats down 8.25 at 332.75. Soybeans also experiencing some losses. August beans down 3 at 1114.5. September to 1065.25. That's 6.5 cents lower. Soy meal is higher. August soy meal at 190 at 344.60. However, August soybean oil down 67 points at 45.99. Cotton for a consecutive day is triple digit lower. December cotton down 1 at 68.49. Taking a look down Wall Street now, we see quite a bit of lower numbers, especially for the NASDAQ, heading for the worst day since late 2022. Currently down 513 at 17,483. The S&P down 97 at 5,458. And the Dow Jones down 335 at 40,022. We see August gold up 790 at 2415.20. September silver, though, is back down 2 cents at 2930 per ounce.
Ford is offering you freedom from down payments and no monthly car payments all summer long. Celebrate your independence by breaking free from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Rusty at Ford has explosive deals on 2024 Escape, Expedition, Edge, and F-150. 0% APR for 36 months. Or 2023 Ford Escape Plug-in Hybrid. 0% APR for 60 months. Or 2023 Mach-E. 0% APR for 72 months. Don't miss out on these stars. Spangled savings with no payments this summer. Take advantage of freedom from down payments and independence from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape 1667 for 1,000 finance. Mach-E 1389 for 1,000 finance. 2024 is 2777 for 1,000 finance. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Yesterday's sell-off has gained momentum today. The Dow Jones this morning was 350 points lower and falling back toward 40,000. The S&P was down 1.5%. The NASDAQ had fallen 2.5%. A shock at Tesla after the electric car maker said its second quarter profits fell 45% compared to a year ago. Earlier this month, Tesla said its quarterly sales had slipped despite price cuts and offers of low-interest loans to buyers. Two airlines are now facing investigations. The Department of Transportation is looking into why it's taken Delta so long to recover from last week's worldwide computer outage. Southwest Airlines is under an FAA microscope after a string of recent safety-related incidents. By the way, CrowdStrike has posted its preliminary analysis of the incident. The company says it was uploading software designed to respond to the changing threat landscape, but that the upload had an undetected error that resulted in a worldwide Windows crash. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center is proud of all the area 4-H members. The youth in 4-H learn valuable life skills that will be a solid foundation for a successful future. from Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care, in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
KNDY.